Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Gary Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Wally, are you really going to let me go to the track meet with you tomorrow?
Yeah, we're driving up to Bellport in Lumpy's car. I talked Tim and Eddie into letting you go.
Well, how come Lumpy's driving?
Well, the coach said they're using the school bus for something else, so they're paying some of the guys with cars 10 cents a mile to drive the team up.
10 cents a mile? Boy, if I know Lumpy, I'd go by way of California.
Yeah, well, you better watch yourself on this trip. If any of the guys start hitting you in the arm, they'll come running to me.
Wally, I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to drive you up to Bellport tomorrow and watch you run, but I have a business meeting at the office.
Well, that's okay, Dad.
You know, that's quite a drive up there, and I'm not too happy about Lumpy's driving. That car of his running all right these days?
Oh, sure, Dad. He's even putting a new radiator on it today.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, he's down at the junkyard right now picking out a real good one.
Business meeting on Saturday.
Oh, there's some fellows here from the home office. They want to let us know what's going on back there.
Well, couldn't they just write you a letter and tell you what's happening?
Wally, there's one thing you must learn about executives. You never write a letter if you can accomplish the same thing by making a 1,000-mile trip.
Wally, aren't you going to eat your bacon?
Oh, gee, no, Mom. You can't run if you eat grease. It settles in your stomach like a lump of lead.
Well, I don't exactly consider that a compliment to my cooking.
Well, don't worry, I'll eat his bacon. It's not going to hurt my stomach if it gets full of grease.
Wally, what time's Lumpy coming by to pick you fellas up?
In about an hour.
Well, I better get ready. Frank's coming by here to pick me up in his car. Oh, and dear, we're taking the fellas to lunch, so I should be home around 3 o'clock.
You're going to be at lunch until 3 o'clock?
Well, that's another principle of big business. You never eat anything in 30 minutes that you can stretch out to 3 hours. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Wally. Goofy Lumpy's here.
Yeah, to you, the name's Clarence.
Hey, Wally. Goofy Clarence is here.
Oh, it's about time, Lumpy. I was just going to call you.
Well, I had to walk over here. I kind of had trouble with my heap. We won't be able to use it.
What?
Yeah, that new radiator I got from the junkyard is no good.
Well, how come?
Well, I put some of that unclogged stuff in it. Then I started the motor, and it blew out the water pump.
Well, how are we going to get to the track meet at Bellport?
Search me.
Oh, what do you mean, search me? I got to be there, Lumpy. I'm running the 100 and the 220.
What are you squawking about? I'm losing 10 cents a mile.
But in the 220.
What are you squawking about? I'm losing 10 cents a mile.
No. Well, what about Scott and Mike Ferguson and those guys? Maybe we could ride up with them.
Well, I already called them before I came over here. They'd left.
But look, Lumpy, I can't miss that track meet. What's the coach going to say?
Hey, I saw your father's car out in the driveway. Why don't we drive up there in that?
Well, I don't have a license. You know that.
Well, I got one. What's wrong with me driving up there?
You driving up?
Sure, I wouldn't feel too creepy driving a square car.
Nah, I don't think my father'd go for that.
Well, you boys all ready for the track meet?
Lumpy's car is busted.
Well, Wally, you can't miss the track meet. Isn't there some other way you can go?
Nah, all the other guys have already left.
Well, I thought perhaps I could drive Mr. Cleaver's car.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think you better call your father.
Yeah, I guess that's the only thing to do. After all, what have we got to lose?
Except the track meet.
You know, Fred, when the meeting starts, I wouldn't tell any of those jokes of yours right off the bat.
Well, don't you want the meeting with the big boys to get off to a fast start?
Fred, they just got off a jet. I don't think they want a fast start.
Are you putting me on word, old man?
Oh, no, of course not, Fred.
Excuse me.
Hello? Oh, hello, Joan.
Warren, I hate to bother you like this, but the boys can't make the trip to Bellport in Clarence's car, and they want to know if they can borrow ours. Clarence would drive.
Lumpy, Clarence, drive my car?
What's up, old man?
Yeah, well, it seems your boy's car is not running. They want to drive mine to the track meet.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. My Clarence is a crackerjack driver.
Well, fine. Then maybe they could drive your car.
Oh, you're forgetting we're taking the big boys to lunch in my car. Otherwise, it'd be very...
Yeah, sure, Fred. Yeah, what's that, Jim?
Ward, if the boys don't leave right away, they're going to miss the meet.
Well, I don't know, dear. You see, I...
Oh, I think the big boys are ready for us now.
Yep, all right, Fred.
Okay, take your time, Ward. I'll go in and stall them with some of my jokes.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait, Joan, put Wally on, will you, please? Wally, now look, I'm going to let Clarence drive our car. But I want him to keep the speed down, and I want him to drive straight there and straight back.
Yes, sir. Highway 7. We take Highway 7.
I know.
What was that, Dad? No other passengers. No other passengers.
Sure.
Oh, sure, we will, Dad. And thanks a lot.
Oh, you needn't worry about Clarence Ward. When it comes to brains, he's got a head on him like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Bye, Mom. Bye, honey.
Bye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Clarence, now you be sure and drive carefully.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Cleaver. I'll drive Mr. Cleaver's car just like it was mine.
If he does that, I won't ride with him.
Cut it out, Beaver. I'll call you when we get up there, Mom.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Wally.
Yeah. Dad told me to do it.
Man, Liz, control panel. Prepare to blast off.
Cut it out. Let's just start the car. What'd you turn down here for?
To pick up Eddie Haskell.
Hey, wait a minute. My father said no other passengers.
But we gotta take Eddie. I already told him I was taking him when I said I'd take you. After all, Eddie is the track team manager. He's gotta go with us.
Oh, okay. But why didn't you remind me about it when I was talking to my dad on the phone?
I forgot. Anyway, we'd have never got out of the driveway if we told him Eddie was coming with us.
You do? Win the Irish sweepstakes or something?
It's my dad's car, Eddie.
Your dad's? And he's letting Lump drive it? What's he bucking for? Father of the year?
Look, Fabian, just get in, huh?
Hi, Eddie.
Well, what's back here? A day nursery?
Eddie, did anybody ever tell you you were the best looking guy in high school?
No, it didn't.
I didn't think so.
So don't hit him while I'm driving, Eddie.
Well, it makes me nervous. Come on, guys. Let's just get to Bellport, huh?
Oh, June, we're about ready to leave for lunch. I just wondered if you'd heard from Wally yet.
Yes, he called from Bellport and everything's fine.
Oh, well, good. Now I can go to lunch and listen to Fred's jokes without having him spoil my appetite. Bye.
We're waiting, old man.
Yeah.
Boy, we really murdered those Bellport jokers, didn't we?
Yeah, we did all right.
Yeah, Eddie. And it was real neat the way he held the guy's sweatshirts for him when they were running.
We're the fighting sons of Mayfield. Onward, Mayfield High. We will always honor Mayfield. Mayfield, do or die.
Who do you think you are, Squirt? Mitch Miller?
Thank you.
help you. Where do you think you're going? Hold it.
What are you hollering about, Wally?
You know what I'm hollering about. We're supposed to be going home the same way we came up.
But, Agnes, this is a shortcut.
I don't care if it is a shortcut. My father said to take Highway 7 going up and coming back.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But I'm only thinking of your father. Look at all the gas it's going to save him.
Yeah, Wally, everybody takes the Camelback cutoff.
Relax, Clyde. This comes right back out on the main drag.
Look,
did I ever steer you wrong?
A couple of million times.
Look, Wally, if you want to go the long way around, you can drive.
But you know I don't have a license. Okay, go ahead.
Be over to the other highway in no time.
Hey, Lumpy, watch it. There's a big puddle.
Fasten your seatbelts, man. We're hitting the beach.
Oh, Lumpy, go around it. Take it easy. Slow down. Countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Gee, something must have got wet. Try it again, love.
Boy, it sounds like our washing machine when I put the marbles in it.
The ignition must have got wet when we ran through the puddle.
Okay, let's not have a panel discussion. The thing to do is to take off the distributor cap and look at it.
Look, guys,
I don't think we should mess with it.
I don't think so either.
Look, there's nothing to it. We just wipe off the points. Hey, the parts are all wet.
Boy, I sure hope you guys know what you're doing.
Stop worrying. Now, you see this little spring here? You just take it out like...
Boy, now you did it.
I think it went right over there.
I think it went over there.
Boy, you sure got us in a mess this time, Wally.
One of the Indians. He wants to talk to the chief.
Fred Rutherford.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Fred.
Now, Ward, I was just wondering if you'd heard anything from the lads.
Well, not yet, Fred, but they're only a few minutes late.
Now, I'm not worried. Not with my big fella at the wheel.
Oh, I'm not worried either, Fred, because I had Wally talk to Clarence. Well, he cautioned him not to drive in his usual manner. All right, Fred, I'll give you a jingle the minute they get here. Goodbye.
Is Fred worried?
Oh, no. He said he just hopes none of the other lads have talked Lumpy into horsing around.
Okay, give it a try, Lump.
Stop it, Lump. You're only wearing down the battery.
Hey, Wally, maybe you better hike over the main highway and call your dad.
Yeah? Well, what am I going to say to him? We're not even supposed to be on the Camelback cutoff. He said not to leave the highway. We're not even supposed to be on the Camelback way. Lumpy knows that.
So I know it. That's not helping us.
It didn't help us going to the puddle either. And if I ever get out of this mess, I'm going to squeal on everybody.
Boy, why'd I let you creeps talk me into this?
Hey, I got it. Why don't we push the car to the main highway? Then when you call your dad, the only thing that happened as far as we know is the car conked out. At least you'll be on the road you're supposed to.
Yeah, that way we'll only get half killed.
Well, look, we're not getting anywhere sitting here. Let's start shoving.
Warren, now I'm worried. Those boys should have been home from Bellport an hour ago.
Now, look, dear. In the first place, a track meet never starts on time. In the second place, it drags out. And on top of that, if you win, you've got to spend 20 minutes patting each other
off. I think I'd feel better if they were here, that's all.
Joel, please. Wally's a good, sensible boy. There's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Well, all right. If you say so.
Hey, come on, push, Beaver. What are you doing, dragging your feet? Hey, there's a filling station up ahead. You can call your dad from there. Hey, the phone's over there.
Yeah, Wally, you can call your dad now.
Yeah, well, look, guys, why bother him? Maybe the guy at the gas station can fix it for us.
Yeah, what are we going to use for money?
Well, we can all chip in.
Are you kidding? Me put my money in somebody else's car? What am I, the Rockefeller Foundation?
Hey, Wally, I got 50 cents left over for my eating money.
Well, I've got $3 if it'll help keep us out of trouble.
Okay, Eddie, cough up.
All right, I'll put in a buck.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cleaver. It's good to see you, sir. How was the track meet?
We won.
Yes, sir. I was third in the shot put and sixth in the discus.
Wally won the 100 and was second in the 220, and all the girls were screaming.
Yes, Mr. Cleaver. All in all, it was a very satisfactory meet.
Well, that's fine.
Eddie, where did you come from?
Oh, well, you see, Mr. Cleaver, Eddie was supposed to ride up with me. But when my car broke down, he had to come up with us because he's a team manager.
Yes, sir. Coach Henderson insists that I always go along. To keep the other chaps in line.
Oh. Yeah, well, come on, guys. Let's get our junk out of the car.
We want to track meet, Mom.
Oh, that's fine.
Boy, am I tired from all that pushing.
Pushing? What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, you see, Mom, at the track meet, you gotta help the guys push the hurdles on and off the field. I think that's what I mean. Beaver, excuse me, Mom. I'm gonna go up and take a bath so I won't be all dirty for supper.
Well, aside from the car being a little muddy, judging from the smiles on the boys' faces, everything went just fine.
Wish I was as sure as you are. Well, when Beaver came in, he didn't want to talk about the track meet the way he usually does. And he volunteered to take a bath.
Well, of course, he could be taking a bath just because he needs a bath.
It's never been the reason before.
Ward?
Oh, hi, Bill. Have a seat.
No, thanks. I just wanted to find out if your boys made it home okay Saturday afternoon.
My boys, Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I'm positive I saw them. Wally and Beaver. Didn't they have your car?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, they did.
I was on the bus coming back from the airport, and I saw Wally and the others. I think Fred's boy was one of them. And they were pushing your car along the Camelback Cutoff.
Along the Camelback Cutoff?
Yeah, they had it almost back to the main highway just as the bus came up. Ward, if I'm talking out of turn, I...
Oh, no, no, it's very interesting in a lot of ways.
What do you mean, Ward?
Well, for one thing, it explains why Beaver took that bath.
Boy, Wally, I was sure glad when that mechanic got the car started.
Yeah, me too. Well, I sure didn't want to tell Dad that we goofed up his car.
Yeah, Dad not finding out is one of those brace kids only get once in a million years.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. I already did my homework.
Yeah, I'm just helping Beaver with the model here.
Well, if you take such an interest in your brother, I'm surprised that you didn't stop and think the other day that he could have been hurt.
Hurt?
Yes, pushing that heavy car.
What heavy car is that, Dad?
My car. On the Camelback Cutoff.
Oh, you know about that, huh? Well, gee, Dad, Lumpy said it was a shortcut and it would save you gas.
And it didn't seem like anything would go wrong until we hit the puddle.
Oh, you hit a puddle.
Well, yeah, Lumpy, he thought it would sort of be fun to drive through it.
And it was fun, too, until the motor conked out.
Then you were pushing the car along to the main highway so you could get it to a gas station and have it fixed, huh?
Well, not exactly.
You see, Dad, we were pushing it there so you wouldn't catch us.
Yeah, and then I figured as long as the car was all fixed, there was no sense in telling you and getting you all upset.
Does that sound like the right thing to do, Wally?
Well, it doesn't now, but it sure did on Saturday.
Well, gee, Dad, the guys made Wally do it.
Look, Wally, no guys can make you do anything. Now, I let you use the car the other day, and you made me certain promises. And you broke them. So it'll be a long time before you have the use of the car again.
Yes, sir. Dad, could I ask you something?
What?
Well, how did you find out about all this?
Yeah, Dad. Who squealed?
I'm not going to tell you how I found out.
Well, that's no fair.
Oh, I think it's fair, Wally. Because the next time you start to do something like this, you may stop and think and wonder if I do have some strange way of finding out. Maybe it'll slow you down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I think that piece goes there.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
You know, Ward, it's hard to imagine anyone talking Wally into disobeying us and taking that back road on Saturday.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Wally, dear. It's just that when you're out with a bunch of the fellows, it's awfully hard not to be one of the boys.
Why do boys always follow so much bad advice?
Offhand, I'd say it's because there's a lot more bad advice going around than there is good advice.
Hey, Wally, isn't it spooky the way parents always find out what a guy does?
I'll say.
What can a guy do about it?
Well, I guess about the only thing you can do about it is not to do stuff you don't want your parents to find out about.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to brush my teeth and go to bed.
I thought you already did brush your teeth.
No, I just wet the toothbrush so Mom would think I did. The way things have been going, I think I better go in there and really brush them.
Did you know that the dingo dog is indigenous to Australia? Well, Andy Taylor didn't, at least not until episode 180 when Aunt B learns to drive. It'll all make sense as you enjoy the Andy Griffith Show next here on TV Land. Stay tuned.